This TikTok alpha male influencer let his ego destroy his life as he's facing felony battery and aggravated battery charges after assaulting a guy at the gym and losing his cool with the cops. Then to make things worse for him, the assistant state attorney is looking to put 25 years on him since he has a previous history. So meet Wes Watson. He's a self-proclaimed alpha male fitness and lifestyle mentor, and he's another case of an influencer who believes he's above the law because he has followers.
I'm famous. I get 90 million messages a day.
I guess the dude will find any excuse to flex his following even if he's talking to the cops. Although, according to him, everyone knows who he is.
Can you guys share with our viewers what you do for a living?
What do you do for a living? I'm Wes Watson. Everybody knows who I am.
What's your name?
Wes Watson.
It's safe to say I had no idea who this guy was until his ego got himself into some hot water. But essentially, he made some good money because he got really good at selling hot air. And unfortunately for him, he was arrested in Miami following a pretty brutal assault of a guy in the gym. But since then, even more footage has came out that shows that his temper tantrum didn't end when the cops showed up. So it's safe to say there's now more updates to the Wes Watson story since I last covered him. Because if assaulting a guy at your gym isn't bad enough, having a temper tantrum with the cops will obviously totally help your situation.
When he's done on the floor, he's done on the floor, bro. He's no longer a threat until the moment he gets back up and he's ready in a fighting stance to continue, right? So when you did the additional kicks, the additional blows, whatever, that's excessive.
Like,
what's your...
I got respect for you guys, but that. You guys saw a mother attack me, and I'm sitting here like I'm in trouble.
Did he really think that he could just say, you guys are lying, I'm leaving, and they just let him? Oh, you're leaving? Have a great day, sir. I guess we're just finished investigating here. But let me recap a little bit before I jump into this recently released body cam footage. So thanks to John Bravo Films, I'll be linking that in the description down below. But Wes Watson gained an internet following during his 10-year incarceration in California, where he built his social media presence. After his release, he quickly monetized this following and reportedly became a millionaire within 18 months, attributing his success to a prison-hardened mindset. However, there's been a lot of allegations of scams and unfulfilled coaching experiences that have came out from his clients. Many users have shared extremely bad experiences with his coaching programs, citing issues like canceled sessions, difficulties getting refunds. Some even claim that they felt ignored after making large payments to him. So they bought a service from him and allegedly never received it. Like this Reddit user who came up with a lot of receipts of cancellation after cancellation before finally getting pushed onto Watson's email team, who also ghosted him until he literally had to get his bank to dispute it and charge back the transaction. And then I found some not so great reviews on his coaching program, all of which basically provided the exact same complaints that I found on Reddit. So he pushes this product of providing personal help to people who want to think and look, and God forbid, act like this guy, but he doesn't want to actually provide the services himself. Instead, he just pushes off the services to his staff, when, keep in mind, these people are paying for Watson to give him the coaching lessons, not people on Watson's payroll. That, or Watson just keeps rescheduling, and sometimes ends up never providing the service at all. So, super ethical and great business model, but unfortunately, it works because there's a large amount of people that see Lamborghini and for some reason they want to throw thousands of dollars at a vague mindset coaching guy, thinking that too will get them a Lamborghini. But in my opinion, the guy seems to be a grifter. Like, he saw an opportunity to sell an idea on the internet and convinces people that if they want all the shiny stuff that he has, they have to pay him to get it. I look at him as a scammer, but I'll leave you to your own conclusions. And despite his internet self-help image, Watson's recent actions reveal a completely different side. But also, there are plenty of other videos of him just being ridiculously angry for little to no reason, and if only he took a little bit of his own advice.
People are living legendary existences, and you can't even drop the booze. Like, smack the shit out of yourself today. Just smack the fuck out of yourself. Literally, I hope this video smacks the fuck out of you.
Yeah, he really should have taken his own advice and controlled his own emotions, because then he wouldn't have been in this predicament, to put it lightly. I guess alcohol isn't really his problem. It's more or less roid rage here. This guy's entire personality is just roids in prison. So him beating up a guy in his Miami gym and going back to prison, that'd be pretty ironic. Also, question for his audience. Do you guys just want someone to yell at you? Like, no judgment, I'm actually asking here. Like, after watching his videos, I'm starting to think it's more than just like a scammy business model that he promotes, because a main part of his offerings is simply just screaming at people. I feel like he's like one of those diet at home experiences of those alpha male boot camps that people pay stupid money to go LARP as a Navy SEAL. But like with him, you don't even get to roll around in the sand and waterboard yourself while some alpha male bro is yelling at you, because this is an at home coaching experience. Anyway, this all leads up to a pretty violent confrontation that I went over in my last video, where Watson brutally assaulted this guy at a gym. Obviously, we can only show photo stills of what actually happened because I would prefer this video to not get taken down. But essentially what happened is Watson and his group of friends just beat the crap out of this guy. Watson kept hitting him well after it's clear the guy had enough, and he actually hit the guy over the head about 50 times and was screaming stuff like, "I'll end your life." And then on top of that, even came back and kicked the guy in the head after the fight was over. And then of course, Watson, he claims the whole thing was self-defense, going as far as to post a beautifully written explanation of this on his Instagram after that. It's hard to not read that in a roid raging voice. But the highlight here is the "stop talking violence and F around and find out." I mean, the lights are on, but no one's home with this guy. Or more like the lights are on, but the roids are driving. Watson doesn't want violence, but the roids want violence. So now Watson is facing felony battery assault charges, and the post-fight slash arrest footage doesn't really look like it's gonna help him too much.
I can go to him and he said he wanted to fight me. So I came to the gym and they jumped me. Two of the guys, they're hitting me with a weight, and then he hit with a weighted belt. And like they were pulling my hair and like they were like beating me up.
Okay. Before we get anywhere, did you physically make contact with him or did he?
No, I didn't do anything.
Are you sure? Because there's cameras and everything.
So not only did he just beat the crap out of the dude, but he also used a weapon. And Watson was also the one who said he wanted to fight.
They just randomly attacked you for no reason?
He said he wanted to fight me.
When? Today?
Was it verbal over their text?
It was through Instagram.
Okay, so he...
You want to fight him or no?
That's what I came here for. It was a one-on-one to be like a one-on-one, but they jumped me.
So Watson is allegedly DMing guys to come fight him, and when someone shows up to, I guess, follow through, Watson jumps him with an entire group of guys. Does he just miss prison? Is that what's going on here? Like, why else would you just completely ruin your life over something that stupid?
Always ask how red I am. I was on the prison yard for 10 years. I didn't buy SPF 50 with the copper tone baby on the front, mother. That's why I'm red, okay? I sat there for 10 years when you were sitting inside your house. That's why I'm red.
I don't know, man. It looks more like you have the Liver King special going on.
I don't touch the stuff. Not gonna touch the stuff. Never touch the stuff. That was a lie.
But Wes's side of the initial interview consists of him trying to essentially bro out with the two cops during the whole, "You know how it is, man. Everyone wants to fight me because I'm famous, right?" Yeah, that's totally believable, dude. He goes on to say he gets a bunch of people trying to fight him all the time and that he blocks people that message him to fight. So that's why he doesn't have the messages from this guy.
You guys are fighters.
I see the gym.
He's a mindset coach. He helps people transition their life back when he sees better tendencies. And people just don't appreciate because he's an ex-convict and they don't think that he should be able to be on a righteous path and change his life. So we get a lot of spewing hate from all over the world, all over the United States.
The other cop was here the other day when a guy tried to fight me and I said, "I don't want to fight." And they just let him go. It happens all the time.
Yeah, but we talk about today.
I know, but I'm just saying.
We're talking about today. Yeah. Dude is just desperately trying to talk himself out of punching a dude 50 times in the head and then kicking him afterwards in the name of self-defense. Also, what is his gym buddy's definition of a righteous path? Because it seems like Wes isn't getting crap online because he used to be a convict. He's getting crap online because he's actively putting out anger, violence, and mixing it with a little bit of grifting throughout his content. And he doesn't keep his calm with the cops for very long after he realizes that they're not just gonna let him go with a slap on the wrist.
Remember, you don't want to lose any of that.
I do it for the fact of human beings and Americans defending themselves.
That's fine, but...
Straight up. In Florida, the cops said, if they come to your house, shoot them. Like, they say that on the news in Florida. Hold on, you talk about it. Yeah, but the motherfucker came and tried to
fucking which is wrong.
That's it. There is always a threat if he's moving. He could pull out a gun. Admit it. He could pull out a gun. Admit it. I don't know what's in his waistband. What's up, dude? You guys are acting. Just quit lying. You don't know if a guy's getting up if he has a weapon.
Hey, man, we don't really see this as self-defense. He's like, quit lying. He truly has a way with words, man. But the cops did actually leave without him, as the body cam footage is from the actual incident at the end of December. But Wes was officially arrested in the beginning of February.
Now we can check my ID and take a picture of it, so you better quit saying I'm 5'4". I'm gonna say I'm 5'3" and shit. Online, they just be joking. They're like, you're 5'4".
Yeah. Oh, they all the trolls and shit.
Yeah, trolling.
I love his biggest worry is people finding out that his height starts with a 5 rather than the charges that he's facing. Dude, you're being arrested. Don't you have bigger concerns here? So there's now 2 felony charges that Wes is facing. Felony battery, which is a 3rd-degree felony that can hit him with up to 5 years, and a aggravated battery charge, which is a 2nd-degree and can get him 15 years. Then to make things even worse for him, as I stated earlier, the assistant state attorney is looking to put 25 years on him because of his history as well. But we'll see how all this turns out, because it really does not look like he's going to get out of this at all. Either way, I'll continue to keep you guys updated. In the meantime, YouTube thinks you'll enjoy this video, so feel free to check it out. If you're new here, feel free to subscribe, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace.